I could see IT splintering as it becomes increasingly absorbed into key academic and administrative functions and as external alternatives mature.
That's EDUCAUSE Vice President for Data, Research, and Analytics talking about what the future might hold if we extrapolate from the 2015 top 10 IT issues. The list is composed of 10 issues chosen in part by a research panel of about 24 EDUCAUSE members, including CIOs, senior leaders, and other higher education leaders.
That panel meets several times a year, and each time we meet, we ask a few questions, but there's one question that we ask that's the same every time, and that is, what is the most strategic IT-related issue that is facing your institution?
From this, they assemble an initial list. Then they review past lists and look to the future to inform the slate of issues from which they draw. Then the EDUCAUSE membership gets a vote.
They vote on this slate of issues that's usually between about 15 and 20. This year it was 18. And from that, they identify collectively the top 10 IT issues. That also enables us to develop top 10 IT issues lists for specific types of institutions. And we publish those as part of the overall IT issues family of resources in a set of almanacs for the coming year.
This year's list is broken into a framework under three themes. The first theme is the inflection point. Graycheck looked at the issues list and the current environment in higher ed IT and saw a deluge of changes that institutions seem to be dealing with all at once. But she decided deluge probably wasn't the most friendly word to use, so she settled on inflection point, a point at which all these changes begin to cascade into the mainstream.
Institutions and IT leaders are truly feeling deluged by the rapid pace of change of technology, the increasing demands and requirements at their institutions, and everything is changing at once. The inflection point issue contains three of the top 10 issues. The first is hiring and retaining qualified staff and updating the knowledge and skills of existing technology staff. Issue number six, increasing the IT organization's capacity for managing change despite differing community needs, priorities, and abilities. Then issue number nine, developing an enterprise IT architecture that can respond to changing conditions and new opportunities. And finally, the 10th issue I also put in the inflection point theme, balancing agility, openness, and security. We are moving from seeing the future, thinking about the future, to really realizing the future is here and now and we have to change. There are a number of technologies that are maturing to the point that institutions are increasingly adopting them. So the other inflection point I see is a movement from the kind of bleeding edge adopters and institutions that are really out there kind of playing and experimenting with technology to a lot of these technologies moving into from the emerging area to more of an experimental and becoming more and more mainstream. And all of these together are putting incredible pressures on institutions as they scramble.
Scramble to integrate technology into their institutional strategy, to retool, change roles, and bring staff up to date on knowledge and skills. The second theme for the top 10 IT issues list is moving from technical to business. This theme contains four issues: optimizing the use of technology in teaching and learning in collaboration with academic leadership, including understanding the appropriate level of technology to use, developing IT funding models that sustain core service, support innovation, and facilitate growth, improving student outcomes through an institutional approach that strategically leverages technology, and demonstrating the business value of IT and how IT can help the institution achieve its goals.
If you think about IT and how it's grown up in higher education, it has really moved from a function that manages technologies. And that was certainly very much its role in the 20th century, to around the turn of the century, moving to a function that managed IT services. And now I think we're seeing a third shift, and that shift is a function that manages and supports institutional strategy.
But Graycheck says there are several challenges facing this new paradigm, one of which is CIOs and IT leaders helping the institutional leadership understand the impact of technology, how it affects the whole institution, what it can do, and how that needs to happen.
So there are a set of capabilities that need to be developed in IT leaders to be able to have those conversations, do that thinking and planning, but also in higher education leaders, whether they're executives like presidents, provosts, and CFOs, or whether they're department directors, chairs, and the like.
Another challenge is that some IT leaders are ready for the change, but the institution's not, or the institution's ready, but the IT leaders aren't.
And both of those areas need to grow up. And if we relate this back to the inflection point theme, they need to grow up pretty quickly to be able to shift and play these new roles. This also has significant implications for IT funding, because IT funding is on the top 10 list every single year. But this year, what the panelists talked about was an IT funding model that is flexible and sophisticated enough to keep the lights on and keep the trains running, also support ongoing growth, but also very, very critically support innovation and new investments and agility.
The third and final theme in our framework is the new normal.
So what we mean by the new normal is when you first look at this list of the top 10, there are two issues that you could look at and say, well, gosh, those are really tactical. And those issues are number 7 and 8, providing user support in the new normal, mobile, online education, cloud, and BYOD. And number 8, developing security policies for mobile, cloud, and digital resources that work for most of the institutional community. So on the one hand, you could say, why are these among the top 10 strategic IT issues for 2015? And that's really because even that baseline of ensuring good information security, providing good user support, is being re-architected and changed as a result of increasing adoption and interest in mobile technologies, increasing movements to the cloud, and also increasing digitization of services and resources that are then delivered as part of teaching and learning, but also cross-institutional barriers, as increasingly there's more and more cross-institutional collaboration, certainly in the sciences, but in other areas as well.
So, when you consider these themes, there are several possible futures that one can envision, some more positive, some more dystopian. It all depends on how external solutions evolve, how the higher education marketplace evolves, how savvy higher education leaders and executives become about IT, and how the IT leadership mature their own strategic capabilities.
So I think all of those things are at play. And if everything works out the way I hope and believe it will, I think higher education IT will become more and more strategic, a more exciting place to be, and definitely more critical to higher education success overall, to student outcomes, to the quality of the research function, and to the efficiency of our institutions. However, I could also empty the glass and take what might be viewed as a dystopian look into the future. And in that look, I could see IT splintering as it becomes increasingly absorbed into key academic and administrative functions and as external alternatives mature. So let me give you some examples. I could see analytics moving predominantly outside the IT department into and becoming embedded into administrative departments, student services, teaching and learning, and the like. I could see IT governance simply becoming part of the institutional governance process. I could see IT for teaching and learning incorporated into directly academic areas so that those academic areas develop and deliver their own IT strategies and solutions. I could see development of online courses and MOOCs moving to major production studios that hire star faculty, and that institutions or emerging alternative purveyors of higher education license. I could see research computing getting delivered as part of a larger core research set of services that might be shared either within an institution or across institutions. I could see a lot of what we think of right now as infrastructure and operations getting outsourced. And the result would be a central IT department that's very, very much smaller, has very fewer technologists, and quite a different charge and role to play.
So as we look to the future, what are the possibilities? How do we navigate the road ahead given the deluge of changes, unknowns, and market forces that are coming towards us? Graycheck has a few pieces of advice.
Don't try to do it on your own. This is an important time to reach out, to get help, get support. Find mentors. Look at other institutions that aren't terribly dissimilar from your own, who seem to be more advanced and seem to have gotten it right in key areas like moving to the cloud, restructuring business processes, perhaps implementing shared services, using IT governance effectively, and so on. So find those mentors. EDUCAUSE is a great place to find mentors, either by networking at conferences and events that members attend, or by looking at the EDUCAUSE website and finding resources and examples of institutions that really are moving effectively in these directions. Benchmark. See how you're doing in comparison to other institutions and how far behind you may be. Don't try to do it all at once. Trying to move quickly and aggressively on all fronts, unless you've really had a lot of experience doing it, and unless your institution is deeply committed to and capable of massive across-the-board transformation, that's probably going to take you longer than picking a couple of key areas to start with, key areas that are the most important areas for your institutional strategy. Focus on those. Focus on getting stronger and moving faster in those.
You can find the full article for the 2015 Top 10 IT Issues at www.educause.edu/IT Issues. I'm Jerry Bain for EDUCAUSE. Thanks for listening.